Austin Matthews of the Toronto Maple Leafs joins us here at Hockey Central at noon. Austin, well, first of all, congratulations. All-Star Weekend, you're a big part of it. I want to ask, the first question I have for you is a question that we batted around here the first 10 minutes. I'm curious to get a current player's perspective on it. What do you think, Austin, is the most interesting story in the NHL right now?
The most interesting story in the NHL right now?
Yeah, just from your point of view.
I mean, I don't know, really. I think that's more of something you guys like more than me, but...
Some would say your story is. Brian Burke, to my left, was saying the crop of RFAs might be the most interesting story right now. But as a player, what interests you the most about the league right now, Austin?
I think just how young it is. I guess that's a pretty good storyline as well. I think the guys are RFAs. A lot of really good players. Beyond 3, 4, 5 that you really think about, it kind of goes beyond that. So I think it'll be an interesting summer for a lot of people.
Hey, Austin, so you're in San Jose. Yesterday was media day. You've got a little time today, I would assume, to yourself. But when you sit around or you have time to sit with other players, other star players from other teams, what do you talk about?
I think generally you try to keep the conversation away from hockey, but it's pretty tough sometimes. But I think you talk maybe about other players, other teams, maybe not necessarily about hockey, but I guess other personalities, what guys are like, what their, I guess tendencies, stuff like that, even, what their personalities are like off the ice. And, maybe you don't know much about a guy and, a certain player plays with him and you're kind of interested and intrigued to know, a little bit more about him.
Hey, Austin, it's Berkey. Good to see you yesterday. Congratulations on getting the gorilla off your back. I thought it was a great goal. I thought it was a vintage Austin Matthews goal. Do the toe drag, get it past John Carlson and bury it. But it must have felt good to score that one.
Yeah, it did. Like you said, big monkey off the back. I think, that felt great, especially going into the break. You're trying to get your mind off of not being able to put the puck in the net for a couple games. You go into the break, I guess, feeling good about yourself. And obviously, it was a nice one for us too after, going through a bit of a lull there the last couple of weeks, getting a win against a good team and, scoring obviously feels pretty good too all the time. So, it definitely felt good, especially going to this break and kind of just relax and not think about it too much.
Well, I don't think I've ever seen a smile like that. That was pretty cool. And I agree, going into the break, it is nice to have something positive to think about. You've had a great first half. The team has a little scuffling a little bit here and there now, but you've had a great first half. And you're playing in Toronto, so everything you do and say, everything Mike Babcock does and says gets exaggerated. But what was your feeling about the line change, your line change in the last game?
I liked it. I mean, Mitch is an unbelievable player, and we have a great relationship off the ice, and as well with Taddy. So, I mean, I love playing with him. I haven't really gotten the chance to play with him, really at all 5-on-5, our first 2.5 years besides the power play. So he's a special player. He makes guys around him better. And for a guy that likes to shoot, I mean, he's as good as anybody setting people up for goals. And he's just a fun guy to be around, a fun guy to play with. So, I don't know what the lines are going to look like, obviously, after this break, but I'm not really too worried about it. Whoever Babs puts me with, whatever lines he goes with, you're probably going to be playing with a pretty good player. But there's not too many guys that are kind of of Mitch's caliber, even in the NHL. Just his raw skill and talent, his vision, and just what he can do on the ice. Not many people can do.
That's the right answer, obviously. Whoever Babs plays me with, but lots of good options on this team. They Kyle's put together a really good group of athletes.
With Austin Matthews here on Hockey Central at noon. John?
So I want to know what it's like to be a teammate of a guy from the Boston Bruins, the Montreal Canadiens, and the Tampa Lightning tonight and tomorrow in order to try to win when, you know, a week from now you're going to have to try to beat the pulp out of them.
it's pretty fun. You compete against these guys all year, especially the guys in your division. We obviously have some pretty good rivalries with Boston, Montreal, Ottawa, teams like that, and, you know, Buffalo. So, you know, this is more of a relaxed setting. You kind of get to know the player, get to know the guys more and, you know, obviously have some fun and, not really think about, like you said, beating the pulp out of each other and, cross-checking, slashing, finishing a check on them. It's more of just a relaxed setting, get to know, the guys.
Spear a couple of them.
maybe try to win some money here.
There you go. Oh, yeah. We got there.
As if you need to worry about that. One quick question. Who's your best friend in the NHL that doesn't play on the Maple Leafs?
I don't know if there's just one. I think our team at the national program, I'm still really tight with a lot of those guys. So, Charlie McAvoy, Kachuk, Christian Fisher, Clayton Keller, Colin Light. I mean, a bunch of guys that I played with the program, I think, we're all still super close. And, we talk quite a bit. And anytime we play each other during the season, we try to catch up and maybe grab dinner the night before. So, we had a pretty tight-knit group those 2 years in Ann Arbor, and we all still stay in touch. And obviously, we had a pretty good team, a lot of guys now in the NHL, which is pretty cool to see.
Austin, Elliot Friedman and I had John Cooper on our podcast a few weeks ago, and we were talking about great teams, and he's coached some fantastic teams. And I said, John, what's the best team you ever coached? And he said, without missing a beat, Team North America at the World Cup. And when you go back and you look at those names of the players, and you mentioned, Austin, how much of a young man's league this is right now and the quality of hockey player of, people that are under 25 years old, it is stunning. Do you ever find yourself looking back, maybe looking at an old photograph of Team North America, although you guys didn't get there, do you ever look back on it and say, man, that could have been the best collection of hockey players ever assembled?
Yeah, that was, when you just look up and down the lineup, and even some guys that weren't on the team that, are young players, and, that team was pretty special in my mind, in my eyes, and I think everybody a lot of people viewed it that way, just the raw skill and the raw talent, and, I was talking about it yesterday, you don't really see, you see so many young guys that are making, big impacts, so young. So young in their career, and yep. I don't think that's really something you saw, maybe 5-10 years ago beyond the norm of guys like Crosby, Ovechkin, Kane that would come in and obviously make an immediate impact. But it's so many guys, and that team was very, very, very special one. You see a lot of those players that were on it now are obviously premier players in this league. They're leaders of their teams and their roles and. Grow more and more every year within their teams.
It was a spectacular run that squad had. Maybe the most fun that we saw in the entire tournament. Austin, I know you're busy.
What skill are you doing tonight, Austin?
Accuracy shooting.
All right.
Nice. We wish you best of luck there. You best of luck at the game, the 3-on-3 games as well. Austin, thanks so much for stopping by. I know you're busy. We appreciate your time. Thanks for this.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.